This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week on This Week in Agribusiness. Many cattle industry folks remember very well what took place back in late 2015. They wondered if there were some shenanigans. Well, the GAO said no, they didn't find any. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
Many corn growers rely on a pre-emergent herbicide for early weed control. But when a pre isn't possible due to a wet spring, Minnesota grower Matt Bjerke says a post-emergent herbicide can deliver broad-spectrum control.
We haven't been able to get our pre's on when we wanted them to, so we've got pushed into just a post-emergent system. So we try to get out there, you know, right along that V3, V4 stage.
Matt says he sees the effect his post-emergent herbicide has on weeds right away and all season long.
Within a week, the weeds are white and bleached out. You know, Caprino really offers what we're looking for with the burn down and the residual control. That really makes it nice to hold the weeds down till canopy. Using Caprino is a no-brainer for me.
And that's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer.
It's been a little more than 2 years since the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund and the United Stock Growers of America submitted a formal request to the Senate Judiciary Committee. They wanted an investigation into that collapse in cattle prices that took place in late 2015, which they pointed out dropped further and faster than any time in history. It was about a 15% drop in cattle prices. Well, as a result, the committee in Washington commissioned a Government Accountability Office analysis to assess the cause of the increased cattle market volatility, including a review by the GAO of the market's structure and any possible anti-competitive conduct. After 2 years, the GAO findings were released a few weeks ago, and they suggest that the cattle price changes were caused by supply and demand factors and not industry consolidation. GAO noted that a drought from late 2010 to early 2013 affected the feed prices and led to cattle inventory adjustments that ultimately influenced the prices of fed cattle between 2013 and 2016. As the drought eased in late 2013, it became more feasible to feed herds on forage, and that created incentives for cow-calf operators to expand their herds throughout 2014 and 2015. And the GAO said that increased the number of fed cattle sold for slaughter by late 2015, and prices began to drop at that time. As for the concerns about the impact of increased industry consolidation, the GAO said its analysis of cattle market data from the USDA indicated that competition levels among packers that slaughter and process fed cattle did not appear to affect the national price changes in the fed cattle market in 2015. I'll be back after this.